Voting Violence on This Moment of Indiana History. Long after the 15th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, many white Hoosiers continued to work against enfranchisement for black citizens. Laws limiting the civil rights of African Americans remained in the state constitution. In many towns and cities, black voters were intimidated or physically assaulted. The 1872 elections saw several such attacks. The 1876 elections in Indianapolis prompted the state's worst recorded violence against black citizens. May 3, 1876 was election day for Indianapolis city offices. As the day wore on, news began to spread in the city's African-American neighborhoods that black voters were being physically assaulted at the voting stations in Ward 6. A group of black citizens from the city's 4th Ward set out to investigate the rumors. As they approached the voting site, they were met by police armed with wooden spokes, joined by the neighborhood's white residents. Violence broke out almost immediately. Several African Americans were injured, one man fatally stabbed, two or three shot, and several beaten. The next day, one Indianapolis newspaper reported that the violence had effectively suppressed voter turnout. The city's papers produced conflicting testimonials, however, as to who had begun the riot. Although several whites were arrested, all the cases were dismissed. Incidents of intimidation of black voters continued, although the violence of the election riot of 1876 was not repeated. It was not until 1881 that Article 13 of the 1851 state constitution, denying nearly all rights to blacks, was repealed. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.